This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The work and business of payday loan centers has been scrutinized and criticized by many advocates for lower-income Americans. These places let users borrow smaller amounts of money, generally in the hundreds of dollars, against their next paycheck, but they also charge far higher interest rates than a typical bank loan.
But others say they step in where banks choose not to operate, making these amounts of cash available to people with poor credit or few other options.
Marlita Bevenu reported on the issue for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service in her role as a public policy forum intern there, and she joined us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and so let's take a step back and talk about the scope of the issue. How common are payday loan stores in Milwaukee?
There are a lot of payday loan storefronts. In the city of Milwaukee, there are more payday loan stores than McDonald's restaurants. And I think that's interesting. I live on the south side of Milwaukee, and I know in my community, I don't live too far from South 27th Street. So I think it's overwhelming, and I think it's overkill to have a payday loan store in a community. You go one block, here's a payday loan store. Up three blocks, there's another. Same, two more blocks, there's another.
There are 30 of them in the city?
That's right. So there are 30 in the city, just within the city limits of Milwaukee.
Well, and of course, I guess this makes sense, but you're right that the bulk of them are centered in places where people have lower incomes.
That's right. That's why the payday loan industry is coming under a lot of scrutiny, because they set up shops in poorer communities where people with low income tend to live. You won't find these types of shops in the suburban areas. There are none in Whitefish Bay or Wauwatosa or Glendale. But again, in the city of Milwaukee, you can't go a few blocks without seeing one. They're on every store or every corner.
The climate for these stores in Wisconsin is somewhat different than in other states. You talked to some folks with the Pew Research Center who have done a pretty comprehensive look. How does the climate differ in Wisconsin versus any place else?
Wisconsin is one of the more permissive states. Meaning that there's no cap on how much a payday lending business can charge a consumer.
Right. You're right about some annual percentage rates of like 573%.
That's right. That's right. So, and I mean, in other states, I mean, to the other extreme, then there's, for example, New York, the state of Georgia, Montana. Payday loan storefronts, at least, are illegal in those states. They have pawn shops. You can still borrow online, but they're completely illegal. And there's only maybe 8 states that are like that in the U.S. where there are no payday loan stores. Wisconsin is one of the states that charges higher rates because there's no state regulations. There's no legal limit to how much they can charge. So they charge a lot.
Your article goes into detail about one particular Milwaukee woman who has taken out payday loans numerous times. What can you tell us about her situation?
So the woman that I interviewed, you know, I kind of want to get away from the stereotype that you are, you're ignorant or you're stupid or what would make a person do this. I mean, this particular person that I interviewed had a really, really good job, making close to $60,000, but she was just really, really bad with managing her money, and she fell on some hard times, and she just got caught in the vicious cycle. She had taken out so many that she was paying back a lot. She wasn't able to keep track of who she owed. It was really just a cycle of she took out loans to kind of get her out of some financial binds, but it just led her into more serious financial stress.
Well, some, I mean, especially the payday lenders themselves, would argue, if not them, then who? I mean, is there anyone else who was offering low-income people access to money, access to loans?
Right. And, I mean, that's a good point. There's obviously a need for the payday lenders and the short-term credit, because that's what it's all about. Your typical bank, your traditional bank, won't give a consumer a $300 loan or $400, $500 loan. Typically, a small loan for at a bank would be We'll start at $1,000. With the payday lenders, yeah, they give you small amounts, which typically, I think the typical amount or the average amount that people borrow is about $375. So, yes, there is a need. So if you're low income or if you do run into hard times or have emergencies or unexpected surprises or situations that you need to pay for, like the person did in my story, I think her dog got sick, her car broke down. Situations like those, I think that these payday lending stores are good for that, for those types of situations. But I think it's important for a consumer to be educated before they go in and know that when you are borrowing this money for this short period, you're going to be paying a lot of money.
Well, and the industry says that they get few complaints from their customers. I mean, is it possible the system actually does work for some people, or are their customers just less likely to complain?
If you go into it knowing that in 2 weeks I'm going to pay back the $300 plus the high interest fees, that's perfect. I mean, that's what it's for, to go in, borrow the money, pay it back when your next paycheck is due plus fees, and you're out. That's what it's set up for. That's not what's happening, though. People are coming in and they had this financial bind to begin with, and then they come in, they borrow the money, and 2 weeks goes by, and they don't have the money to
cover
that.
Right, their situation hasn't changed 2 weeks later either.
Exactly. They have to take out an additional loan to cover that first loan. And this is how the vicious cycle starts.
So I gather things are changing this year. How are regulations involving payday lenders going to be different starting later in 2016?
One of the big things that's happening is payday lending and like advocate groups are pushing for longer terms, so longer repayment terms. That's one of the biggest like federal regulation that advocate groups are pushing for.
And this would, sounds like
for.
It would bring things a little bit closer into line with the way, you know, a typical bank loan is, although still in a shorter repayment, shorter term of repayments.
Right. So not necessarily changing the fee on that either. You still have to pay that fee, but just pushing the time out a little further than 2 weeks, making the loan due in 2 weeks.
And at the same time, that doesn't necessarily, I gather, mean that things are going to change in terms of how these businesses operate in Wisconsin. The onus would still be on the state to change any regulations in terms of putting a cap on interest rates, for example.
Right. And I mean, we'll have to see if anything changes in 2016, because again, these regulations are more at the federal level, but there still needs to be some change at the state level. For example, again, regulating how many stores do we really need in our communities?
Right. Are there people in the state that are pushing for limits on the numbers of these stores that can operate in any particular place?
Not that I know of. When I did my research and talked to people in the city, you know, down at the city of Milwaukee, one of the responses that I got is people have the right to complain and people have the right to speak out against these businesses coming to their community, but they don't. They can talk about it. They can complain about it. They can speak out against it, but no one is.
So the city's not here. I mean, it was interesting to read that each one of these stores, in order to operate, has to get a zoning variance to be able to open.
That's right. They go before the common council, and they just have to make sure that their business doesn't change the makeup of the community.
Well, Marlita Bevenu, thank you so much for sharing the story with us, and best of luck in your work.
Thanks, Mitch.
Bank secure.
Bank secure.
Bank secure.
Bank secure.
Bank secure.
Bank secure.
Marlita Bevenu wrote about payday loan centers for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. There is a link to her report from WUWM.com.